Okay, I'm about to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. Donald Trump, you'll remember, lost the state of Arizona to Joe Biden in 2020 by about 10,000 votes. In the state of Arizona, there is a separate special voting list for legal immigrants and non-citizens, i.e. those who can't prove they are American citizens. They get their own special voting roll. There are over 30,000 of them on a special voting roll. Poised to vote. Wait a minute. How much did Trump lose Arizona by? 10,000 last time. And there are how many on the list now? 30,000 plus. Here to help me confront this baffling situation is South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson. Okay, Alan Wilson, I'm so confused. I thought it was a felony for illegal immigrants and non-citizens to vote in federal elections, and I thought it was a crime for them to register to vote. How have we gotten here?
Well, you're not confused. You're absolutely right in what you're saying. This is something that I've struggled to understand. The states have a core function of core police function to police their borders from invasion, from illegals, from crime. And the federal government has tried to stop and thwart states at every step of the way. You see that when we try to pass laws, immigration laws at the state level. Now you're seeing it under election laws. States have a core police power in policing and protecting their elections under the Elections Clause of the Constitution. Arizona passed a law saying you must provide proof of citizenship as a condition of being an elector in that state, meaning a voter. It's in their state constitution. They passed it. Of course, Hispanic groups and other groups filed. They got the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to enjoin Arizona's law protecting the integrity of state and federal elections in Arizona, which the U.S. Constitution clearly gives the state of Arizona the right to do.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've joined a 24-state coalition asking the U.S. Supreme Court to enjoin the Ninth Circuit, meaning stop the Ninth Circuit from stopping this law from going into effect, meaning let it go into effect while we argue the merits. One other thing, Tara, on our ballot in November, people listening to me right now, there's going to be a constitutional ballot question. South Carolina does have a constitutional amendment saying that every citizen at the federal and state level can vote in South Carolina's laws. We're changing that to say every citizen to only a citizen of the state and country can vote in South Carolina laws, which would close the potential loophole for illegals and non-citizens voting in municipal elections. So that you're going to have an opportunity to vote on that. If we don't win this case, then they're going to come after, if we pass this constitutional amendment in November, they're going to come after us. And so I'm preemptively supporting Arizona's right to govern how it conducts its elections, because they're going to come and attack South Carolina's constitution next. And that's what we're preparing for.
If I understand this correctly, okay, and it's a lot of the legalese is hard to understand. The federal Ninth Circuit, as we know, is very, very liberal, right? They're almost insane, quite frankly. Arizona passes a law saying you've got to be a citizen of the United States of America, and you got to prove that to register and to vote in the state of Arizona. They pass that law. The Ninth Circuit comes along and says, no, you don't have to do any of that. If you're a non-citizen and you can't prove your citizenship, shoot, you should have the right to vote. Even though if you actually do vote, it's a crime under the federal law. So if I understand correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it really is a hard case to understand. I've been trying to follow the legalese. What is happening is that you're supporting it, and Arizona has, and the RNC and others have filed an emergency, I guess, request to the Supreme Court. Please hear this before the election, or what? The 30,000 illegal immigrants and non-citizens on that special voter roll are going to vote in the presidential election? Do I have that right?
You do.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
So basically, the Ninth Circuit, a very liberal circuit, by the way, the circuit we live in, despite us being a fairly conservative state, we are in the Fourth Circuit, which is probably as liberal or close to as liberal as the Ninth Circuit.
Wow.
The Fourth Circuit is very liberal. But Arizona passed a law, exactly as you said, saying if you want to vote in our state and federal elections in Arizona, under the Electors Clause of the U.S. Constitution, the right of us to police the integrity of our elections, you have to prove you're a citizen in order to vote. You're right. That law was passed. That law was stopped, in effect, by a ruling by the Ninth Circuit saying that it's violating several federal laws, like the National Voter Registration Act, name one, that it is that we're not going to allow this law to go into effect. Well, we have joined in an amicus brief, 24 states, supporting the RNC and the state of Arizona, in saying, no, the law should be allowed to go into effect, so Supreme Court, let it go into effect. Now, people on the other side are going to say there are going to be people who are going to be disenfranchised because they had the inability to prove their citizenship at the time they registered to vote. And this is the same arguments we heard with the voter ID here in South Carolina. You know, this is where the Democratic Party and those on the left said, well, there's some people who don't have the ability to prove that they're a citizen or prove or have a voter registration card. And, you know, again, Tara, what blows my mind is that they don't want the states to police the borders because the federal government refuses to police the borders. They don't want the states to ensure the integrity of the elections from those very same illegals who possibly might be entering the electoral pool because they're not going to police it. So they are trying to stop the states at every turn. And it's really unfathomable. It's just unbelievable to me.
It looks like, to me, illegal immigrants and non-citizens who cannot legally vote in federal elections are this close to getting the vote because this is an emergency stay that you guys are requesting. Then one Supreme Court justice hears it, and it's going to be Elena Kagan. I mean, what are the odds she allows this to be heard by the full court?
Well, we believe that there is a legitimate shot we can get this to the full panel of the Supreme Court.
I hope
but
so.
At the end of the day, we want that. That's why we're asking for an emergency injunction. We just want them to stop it while the merits of the case are debated. Now, here's another thing. There's two other arguments. People say that this barely happens, that this rarely happens, that illegals voting, and they always say you can't point to examples. Well, there was a study in 2008 that 1.2 million. Illegal aliens voted in that election.
Yeah.
Remember, Senator Al Franken in Minnesota won by about 312 votes in Minnesota. You know, Al Gore was beat by George Bush by 300 and something votes in Florida in the 2000 elections. So what I tell people is, if the possibility of electoral fraud exists, then why would you not put in a safety mechanism? If I told you right now, I could put a device in an airplane that you're about to board, that would increase the chances that that plane would land safely on the other side, you wouldn't say, yeah, but there's not that many plane crashes, and I feel very comfortable the plane will get there. You would say, no, if it makes it safer, why not? Why take chances? Why not add a mechanism that gives the states the authority to better police the integrity of its elections? Why not? And I can tell you the answer to the why not question, and that's because they don't want that integrity policed.
Well, no, and I mean, I don't even think this is a theoretical risk. These 30,000 illegal immigrants and non-citizens are already registered. They have their own special voter roll in Arizona that Arizona has had to create because of all the court cases. They said, you know, what are we going to do with them? We'll segregate them over here. They have their own voter roll. If I understand this correctly, if the GOP loses this, are they going to go to the polls and vote? Can they? Because they're already registered. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They would have the opportunity because there's not a mechanism in place to prevent that from happening. They would have the opportunity to vote.
But it's illegal.
I said earlier.
That's what I can't understand. How are these courts ruling they can vote, they can register, when also it's illegal? I'm not picking on you. I'm beside myself.
Well, again, a lot of these judges in these very liberal circuits, they take a federal law and they read into the federal law restrictions on a state's plenary authority to regulate its elections. They also, I'm using their words, okay, or their philosophy. They're erring on the side of not disenfranchising votes. And that's what they would say. But here's the thing. This is what drives me crazy. On the immigration issue and the election issue, the federal government allows lots of illegals to come into the country and then tries to stop the states from sending people back from where they came because you might disenfranchise somebody. You might separate a family. You might have to put a child in a different facility. Well, you're the ones that let them here to begin with. Same thing with the voting. You're the ones that allowed tens of millions of people over the last however many years to come across the border and now you're allowing them to register to vote. You're not allowing us to stop them. And then you're claiming we're going to disenfranchise them after you're the one that let them register to begin with. So it doesn't make sense to me either. I mean, this is a philosophy I've never been able to understand, but nonetheless, we fight it in the courts as hard as we can. And again, South Carolina is going to pass a stricter constitutional provision this November if the voters support it, and that is going to get challenged as well. And that is why I'm supporting what Arizona's doing, because we're going to have to support and defend South Carolina's law as well.
One more question, Alan Wilson. This is an emergency request for the Supreme Court, right? And I think Elena Kagan's just going to turn it down because it's going to hand Arizona to the Democrats through illegal immigrant non-citizen voting. I can't believe that's coming out of my mouth, but it is. I think she's going to turn it down. She's a good Democrat. So does that mean you get another crack at it later because this is an emergency request? Like, can you come, if she turns it down, can you come back and you guys can bring this before the Supreme Court? It's not dead?
Honestly, I don't think we would have an opportunity. Really? Before the election.
Oh, not before the election, but after you might be able to.
Yes.
It's not dead.
Yeah, of course. We're going to fight this thing as far as it'll go. The question is, can we get it before the election in 2.5 months? That's the issue.
You know, what's interesting, Alan Wilson, if you watch where the Trump campaign is spending a lot of its money, Arizona isn't one of the states, and I wonder if it's because of this, because if you're looking at a tsunami of 30,000, the Democrats, you and I both know, wouldn't be fighting that hard for these non-citizens and illegal immigrants to be able to vote in Arizona if they didn't think it would swing the state to Kamala Harris. I mean, we may be sitting here a week after the election talking about how illegal immigrant voting gave Kamala Harris the win and it came through Arizona. Do not be surprised if that happens. Alan Wilson, I just want to thank you for joining that suit and for standing in the breach with the other 23 attorney generals on behalf of South Carolina. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, folks, jaw-dropping, isn't it? It's where we are. This is what happens when Republicans, and by that I mean the RNC, wait till the last minute to fight. And non-citizens who cannot legally vote in federal elections are this close to getting the vote because this is an emergency stay that you guys are requesting, then one Supreme Court justice hears it, and it's going to be Elena Kagan. I mean, what are the odds she allows this to be heard by the full court?
Well, we believe that there is a legitimate shot we can get this to the full panel of the Supreme Court.
I hope
but
so.
At the end of the day, we want that. That's why we're asking for an emergency injunction. We just want them to stop it while the merits of the case are debated. Now, here's another thing. There's two other arguments. People say that this barely happens, that this rarely happens, that illegals voting, and they always say you can't point to examples. Well, there was a study in 2008 that 1.2 million illegal aliens voted in that election.
Yeah.
Remember Senator Al Franken in Minnesota won by about 312 votes in Minnesota. Al Gore was beat by George Bush by 300 and something votes in Florida in the 2000 elections. So what I tell people is, if the possibility of electoral fraud exists, then why would you not put in a safety mechanism? If I told you right now I could put a device in an airplane that you're about to board that would increase the chances that that plane would land safely on the other side, you wouldn't say, yeah, but there's not that many plane crashes, and I feel very comfortable the plane will get there. You would say, no, if it makes it safer, why not? Why take chances? Why not add a mechanism that gives the states the authority to better police the integrity of its elections? Why not? And I can tell you the answer to the why not question, and that's because they don't want that integrity policed.
Well, no, and I mean, I don't even think this is a theoretical risk. These 30,000 illegal immigrants and non-citizens are already registered. They have their own special voter roll in Arizona that Arizona has had to create because of all the court cases. They said, what are we going to do with them? We'll segregate them over here. They have their own voter roll. If I understand this correctly, if the GOP loses this, are they going to go to the polls and vote? Can they? Because they're already registered. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They would have the opportunity because there's not a mechanism in place to prevent that from happening. They would have the opportunity to vote.
But it's illegal.
I said earlier.
That's what I can't understand. How are these courts ruling they can vote, they can register, when also it's illegal? I'm not picking on you. I'm beside myself.
Well, again, a lot of these judges in these very liberal circuits, they take a federal law and they read into the federal law restrictions on a state's plenary authority to regulate its elections. They also, I'm using their words, okay, or their philosophy. They're erring on the side of not disenfranchising votes. And that's what they would say. But here's the thing. This is what drives me crazy. On the immigration issue and the election issue, the federal government allows lots of illegals to come into the country and then tries to stop the states from sending people back from where they came because you might disenfranchise somebody. You might separate a family. You might have to put a child in a different facility. Well, you're the ones that let them here to begin with. Same thing with the voting. You're the ones that allowed tens of millions of people over the last however many years to come across the border, and now you're allowing them to register to vote. You're not allowing us to stop them. And then you're claiming we're going to disenfranchise them after you're the one that let them register to begin with. So it doesn't make sense to me either. I mean, this is a philosophy I've never been able to understand, but nonetheless, we fight it in the courts as hard as we can. And again, South Carolina is going to pass a stricter constitutional provision this November if the voters support it. And that is going to get challenged as well. And that is why I'm supporting what Arizona is doing, because we're going to have to support and defend South Carolina's law as well.
One more question, Alan Wilson. This is an emergency request for the Supreme Court, right? And I think Elena Kagan's just going to turn it down because it's going to hand Arizona the Democrats through illegal immigrant non-citizen voting. I can't believe that's coming out of my mouth, but it is. I think she's going to turn it down. She's a good Democrat. So does that mean you get another crack at it later because this is an emergency request? Like, can you come, if she turns it back down, can you come back and you guys can bring this before the Supreme Court? It's not dead?
Honestly, I don't think we would have an opportunity before the election.
Oh, not before the election, but after you might be able to.
Yes.
It's not dead.
Yeah, of course. We're going to fight this thing as far as it'll go. The question is, can we get it before the election in 2.5 months? That's the issue.
You know, what's interesting, Alan Wilson, if you watch where the Trump campaign is spending a lot of its money, Arizona isn't one of the states. And I wonder if it's because of this, because if you're looking at a tsunami of 30,000, the Democrats, you and I both know, wouldn't be fighting that hard for these non-citizens and illegal immigrants to be able to vote in Arizona if they didn't think it would swing the state to Kamala Harris. I mean, we may be sitting here a week after the election talking about how illegal immigrant voting gave Kamala Harris the win and it came through Arizona. Do not be surprised if that happens. Alan Wilson, I just want to thank you for joining that suit and for standing in the breach with the other 23 attorney generals on behalf of South Carolina. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, folks, jaw dropping, isn't it? It's where we are. This is what happens when Republicans, and by that I mean the RNC, wait till the last minute to fight.